Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from one of the most prolific, original, and influential jazz cats in the history of jazz, we begin a brand new episode of Neon Jazz together. That was double bassist Ron Carter with the 2015 tune Receipt Please off his album My Personal Songbook. This cat has more than 2,000 albums to his credit and is recorded with everyone you can ever imagine in the jazz world and beyond, like Tommy Flanagan, Gil Evans, Lena Horne, Bill Evans, the great B.B. King, and the list goes on and on. But it was in the early 1960s that he gigged all over with Jackie Byard and Eric Dolphy and learned some important lessons. We had the honor of interviewing Mr. Carter recently, and he talked about those early years.
Practice is important. Eric was practicing the flute or clarinet all the time, and he never seemed to get enough of stumbling on ideas that he would stumble on while practicing skill level things to try to translate that idea to the jazz setting. A very important experience for me.
From the start, Ron was moving at the speed of life. He went on to tour Europe with Cannonball Adderley, and from 1963 to 68, he was a member of the classic and acclaimed Miles Davis Quintet. He had some thoughts on Miles and more.
The more music you know, the more you trust your musicians on the bandstand with you. The more I trusted Herbie, the more he trusted me, the more I trusted Tony as to where he was in the song, the more he trusted me to play the right changes, to agree on that, the more Miles got there and played the tunes at a different tempo every night, but another way to see how each song has its own specific flavor at a certain speed, but to play Wayne's compositions and see how he evolved as a writer and how his songs evolved in the band. Those are all 8 or 9 great experiences for me that I still try to relate to today.
So he earned a Bachelor of Music degree from the Eastman School in Rochester and a Master's degree in double bass from the Manhattan School of Music in New York. And he got 2 honorary doctorate degrees in his lifetime. And the education is in his blood. He has lectured, conducted, and performed at clinics and master classes, instructing jazz ensembles, and teaching the business of music at numerous universities. And after all these years being the most prolific bass player in the history of jazz, the reason why he loves jazz is very simple.
Gives me a chance to express my feelings without needing any words.
Ron continues to perform, produce, and teach at the same rate he always has. And at the end of the proverbial jazz day, what does Ron want his jazz legacy to be?
My first thought is that I'd like the musicians I've played with and sometimes played against to think of me as a good bass player and a terrific friend. I'm happy with that kind of tombstone greeting on my people who work by my grave marker.
And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves the jazz bass with cats like Dominique Sanders doing the honors, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Full of so much jazz, you may just have to remember a tune or two if you're lucky. Here is another from the jazz bass master, Mr. Ron Carter. Back in 2011, this is the tune A Feeling off the remastered CD All Blues. Thank you.
Hey, this is Ron Carter with Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Have a good day.
Thank you.
From a man Wynton Marsalis hailed as the future of the trumpet. That was St. Louis native Keon Harold with the 2009 song Keon Beyond off the CD introducing Keon Harold. This cat is not only good on the trumpet, he is eclectic as a music producer, arranger, and songwriter, and he's been pushing musical boundaries through his compositions and his very unique improvisational style. He graduated from the Mann School of Music and has gone on to be on 100 albums ranging from jazz, R&B, pop, gospel, blues, and hip-hop. He's toured, recorded, and produced with some of the world's best artists like Jay-Z, Lauryn Hill, Gregory Potter, Billy Harper, Robert Glasper, and even LL Cool J. He has also been in many special musical placements in both TV and film, including the upcoming 2016 Miles Davis biopic, Miles Ahead, directed by the great Don Cheadle. He is the trumpet sound of Don Cheadle playing Miles in the film. From the cool sound of Eddie Condon and his all-stars in tow, we travel next on the show. From the LP, The Roaring Twenties, this is the Wolverine Blues, baby. We'll be right back.
is KC jazz clarinetist John Blagan, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was talented New York City tenor saxophonist and a good friend of the show, Russ Nolan, with the tune Take Two off his latest 2016 CD, Sanctuary from the Ordinary, live at Firehouse 12 in New Haven, Connecticut. And Russ has glowed about this album. After five acclaimed studio albums and a decade of playing venues all over the world and all over New York to get himself known, this is his very first live effort and one of his finest to date. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, we talked about this album and the nature of playing live. Listen to the wisdom of Russ.
There's really, as I'm probably preaching to the choir, I mean, there's really nothing better than live music. And if people realize, you know, there's things that you can get in the club that you just can't get, you know, from YouTube or your 2x3-inch screen on your smartphone. I mean, there's the, you know, when people avail themselves to live music, they realize, you know, there's no substitute.
So from a cat known for the cornet and some good solid jazz work, here's Rex Stewart coming your way next on the show with the 1956 tune Boy Meets Horn as he plays Duke Ellington.
This is Russ Nolan, New York City saxophonist. You're listening to Neon Jazz, giving Kansas City listeners a journey into one of America's finest inventions, hosted by the knowledgeable and insightful Joe Dimino.
That was the mighty cool 1967 LP Trumpet Italiano. That was trumpet man Joe Bazzi with the tune Martha's Vino. So hearing Harry James belt out classics at the Casa Loma Ballroom got Joe hooked on the trumpet. He would go on to wow crowds at the old Playboy Club at the Vanderventer and Lindell Boulevard. During the club's heyday in the 60s, he backed up music icons like trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie and saxophonist Cannonball Adderley. And big shots like Johnny Carson appeared regularly through Joe's time in the band. And it was also during the same period that he played with the Rat Pack. That's punching your card right there. We're going to keep that era alive on the show. Here's the great Ray Anthony back in 1952 with the tune and question, I Wonder What's Become of Sally, off the LP Dancing in the Dark.
This is award-winning New York City jazz singer, Laurie DePeace, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was the very solid modern-day jazz drummer Devin Gray in 2015 with the tune City Nothing City off his CD Relative Resonance. His talent and approach has led to gigs with cats like David Liebman, Ingrid Jensen, David Burrell, George Garzone, Ralph Alessi, and many others. These days, he is living, playing, and composing in that creative jazz hotbed of Brooklyn, New York, but he hits the stages of the world and makes all the fans happy. From another talent on the trumpet, we go next on this hour of Neon Jazz nearing an end. This is Larry Clinton and his orchestra in High Five, baby, with the 1957 song Dipsy Doodle.
On Jazz. We'll be right back.
That was the cool, hard bop, post-bop trumpeter Wallace Roney with the tune that epitomized his style, Loose, off the 1989 CD, The Standard Bearer. And bringing this hour of jazz to a fitting close is a very cool, versatile musician, arranger, and a friend of the program, Mr. Vince Giordano, with his great New York-based Nighthawks Orchestra, with the tune Little Brown Jug off his Moonlight Serenade 2012 CD. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that keeps the world a better joint to jive in. For sure. The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Like what you heard, let us know. We're always here for you at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most, baby. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.